Studio 360.
As the CD era began in the 1980s, record pressing in this country slowed down a lot, but in Indonesia, it was totally ended. The machines dismantled and sold for scrap. Production stopped. Reporter Ian Cross was in Jakarta recently and sent us this postcard about how serious record collectors do in a world of scarcity.
I'm in the middle of Jakarta. The street is called Jalan Surabaya. The buildings are low, and most of them are packed with discount luggage and antiques. But in the middle of the block, a string of shops sells used records. It's the old guard of Jakarta vinyl.
Okay, siapa namanya lagi, Pak?
Leon.
This is Leon. He owns one of those shops.
Awalnya ayah saya mulai bisnis.
His father started selling records on Jalan Surabaya in 1963. Leon, and that is his full name, by the way, he began helping out at the market when he was still in elementary school. He's in his 50s now, so he knows the record trade well. Back in the 70s, they sold their records from a kaki lima, basically a small cart that street vendors use. Every day, he wheeled his goods out to the market, selling secondhand LPs at dirt cheap prices, mostly British and American pop.
The Beatles, ada saya, Queen, terus Jefferson Airplane.
There were plenty of Indonesian records too, of course.
Aka, Dara Puspita, Ari Rusli.
At least, there were plenty back in the 70s. That was before cheap cassettes put an end to vinyl production in Indonesia. Now, the few domestic records in the shop are looking pretty worn. The covers are faded, and the sound is scratchy. The story in the U.S. is different. Despite all this talk of a record revival, vinyl production never actually stopped in America. Even at the height of the CD era, record factories kept running. But in Indonesia, the last pressing machines were sold for scrap metal in the 80s. But that didn't mean Indonesians stopped loving vinyl. Leon first noticed the resurgence back in 2007. Instead of the usual old-timers and the occasional tourist, it was local teenagers who were coming in and scouring the bins in his shop. The demand hasn't let up since, and his biggest challenge now? Finding more records to sell. Leon picks up about 10 new records every 2 months, so the selection is not great, and most of his shelves are lined with CDs and cassettes. But vinyl records are not in short supply, just on the other side of town. I'm at a place called Pasar Santa. It's kind of a traditional market on Jakarta's south side. Downstairs, you know, it's fruits and spices. But upstairs, it's a slice right out of Brooklyn. Trendy coffee shops, boutique clothing, and lots of records. The vendors here are younger, and they've found a new source for records. At least, for certain kinds of records.
So we have 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. 80s disco and 90s, and a lot of indies in the newer decades.
My focus is dance music, like house, like Detroit house, like techno, like tech house and disco, new disco.
Lately, I'm into New Yorkican Latin Boogaloo and everything, and sometimes I also play dub.
The stalls don't open till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And by sundown, the place is packed. When the Muslim call to prayer echoes over the neighborhood, no one seems to notice. And Smoke on the Water plays on. That record has most likely come a long way to wind up in a bin at Pasar Santa.
70% I can say I get from Europe, from Japan.
This is Samson Foe. He's the owner of Laid Back Blues Records, and he looks the part, with a trendy, sculpted mustache.
Sometimes my friends coming back from U.S., He brought me back some records from the like $1 bin because I can sell like at least $50 to $10 here, at least.
It seems everyone has a well-placed supplier. A friend who goes to college in San Francisco or a connection in the UK. But the imports are not cheap. At Samson's shop, Dizzy Gillespie goes for at least 300,000 rupiah, or $30. Three Dog Night fetches about the same.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
So is the price of vinyl has really gone up recently?
Yeah. Since, like I tell you, since 2012. You know, I used to get record in Jalan Surabaya for like less than $1.
There's no dollar bin in Samson's shop. I mean, you're lucky to find an album for less than $10. And the most expensive records are the ones he does not import, the old Indonesian LPs. Those he tracks down himself.
You know, like the pickers, I go travel around Indonesia, go to the radio station, go to the old label and everything just to buy the old stocks.
He looked around to see if he had any of those records on hand. He found one. Shake Me by the Indonesian group Aka.
Three, Shake Me! Yeah, I'm setting up. We do the shake.
This is the original copy. But yeah, this is very, you know, you're like heavy funk.
The price tag is heavy too. About $100. And keep in mind, this is in a country where you can eat a basic meal for a dollar, and almost half the population lives on $2 a day. So why pay so much for a plastic disc?
Now watch me.
Because the reason is quality, man.
That's Andy Anadia. He's another collector and record vendor in Jakarta.
Yeah, because until right now, in my phone, I don't have music in digital. I hate that.
But vinyl, on the other hand?
If you have one, it's everlasting, man. Everlasting, yeah? And you can tell a story about the cover, tell a story about the song. Oh, I have story with this song. I have story with my girls. Goosebumps, man.
For Anadia, it's the Indonesian records that carry the most stories.
When I'm 5 years old, my parents give me 12 cassettes of Kus Plus. You know Kus Plus, the legendary band from Indonesia. They have 155 albums. You can look at that. Kus Plus. Any kind of music, roncong, Jawa, Melayu, jazz, pop. And my father told me, oh, this is an Indonesian style, and just like roncong. Sometimes before I go to sleep, he always story about the roncong. This is story when we go to the war, politics in that area, 60s, 70s, 80s, just like them.
And for Samson Foe, too, the most precious records are not the far-flung imports, but the local finds. I was a little surprised to hear that, because almost all the records for sale in his shop are U.S. releases. But as it turns out,
I keep all my favorite records at my home.
And in case you're wondering why he would sell his original pressing of Shake Me, even for $100, well,
I have four of this. That's why I'm selling it here. But for me personally, the Indonesian kind of music that I really like and I really value it, that you will never find that at my shop because I always skip it. That's the thing.
Ian Cross brought us that story from Jakarta.
Make it up.